Journal of the American Medical Association, October 1982. While running, a man's risk of heart attack death increases by a factor of 700%. Anybody here ever hear of Teddy Kennedy? His daughter, Kara? For the last 8 years, she ran 5 miles a day, 7 days a week, for the last 8 years. And then she'd go for an hour swim in the local fitness center's pool. On this fateful September day, she drops dead of a cardiomyopathy heart attack, a selenium deficiency. Age 51, a billionaire. Didn't live to be 56, did she? Or 66. See, they get killed by the same things that kill everybody else because they use the same doctors. Well, I guarantee you she was going to Boston Hospital. Okay, how many of you have heard of professional football? Professional football, raise your hand. How many have heard of professional football? Okay, how many have heard of tennis and basketball, all these sports, right? When you take all the sports combined, the average lifespan of professional athletes combined all sports is 62. This came out in April and March of this year. They were studying head injuries and neck injuries and concussions and all that kind of stuff, deaths in professional football players, both in Canada and the United States. And the sports medicine doctors came out with a statistic that said the average lifespan of professional football players is 55. You just look at football, 55. Now, I want you to think about it. If professors at universities would die at 55, which means half of them at least got to die younger than that, 35, 45, right? On the average of 55, do you think somebody in the university, do you think the government would, OSHA would go in there and say, we got to stop here until we're going to have hearings. We're going to find out why these professors are dying, or plumbers at a big construction area. They're down at 55. We want to know if there's lead in the water or something, right? We can't have them all down at 55. But nobody did anything. Well, the insurance company said, well, we're losing money here. We're going to have to triple the life insurance premiums for professional football players. We thought they died at 75 like everybody else. And so they got their actuaries going, and they looked at it, and they said, that figure's wrong. That's not correct. The average lifespan of a professional football player for both Canada and the United States is 51. Now, how many ever heard of Reggie Lewis? Many of you are old enough to remember Reggie Lewis, 28 years old, good-looking, nice young man, captain of the Boston Celtics, never jumped in the stands and beat up the paying fans and stuff like that. A gentleman on the court as well as off the court, just he said his statements and making shots, right, and hitting them. Really a great leader. He collapsed during a playoff game with the Charlotte Hornets, and he was diagnosed quite correctly and rapidly is having cardiomyopathy heart disease. Now, here's the thing. Doctors believe that cardiomyopathy heart disease is genetic. It's a simple deficiency disease of selenium. It's a selenium deficiency. My wife and I did 1,200 autopsies on kids under the age of 12 who died of cardiomyopathy heart disease. It was published in scientific journals. Nobody can dispute it. People say, yeah, right, Wallach. Yeah, okay, well. It's a simple selenium deficiency disease. Well, doctors don't know this. The Boston Celtics, they hired the top 12 cardiologists around the world. They brought them to Boston, got them over at the Harvard Medical School, and they said, look, we need to find a young athlete, maybe 15 to 18 years old, who's been killed in a car accident, falls off a roof, has brain dead, you know, sort of thing. We need his heart to put in Reggie, get him back out in the court. While they're arguing who's going to be the captain of this dream team of cardiology and go down in history as the guy, you know, who did the heart transplant on Reggie and got him back, a professional athlete back on the court with a transplanted heart, he dies of his second cardiomyopathy heart attack because nobody gave him 50 cents worth of selenium. God has a sense of humor. So the guy who is destined to be that captain of the dream team of cardiology, the head of the department of cardiology at Harvard Medical School, he was the cardiologist for the NBA. He was a cardiologist for the Celtics. He taught medical students cardiology. He taught doctors who were getting their continuing education so they could keep their licenses cardiology during their CME events. One Dr. W. Thomas Nessa would have been the captain of this dream team of cardiology, but a year and a half after Reggie died, he dies of the same disease, cardiomyopathy heart disease at age 48. Bam! I mean, he's dead at 48. Same disease. And he's supposed to be the top cardiologist in the world. I guarantee you, here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen. All his patients said, wasn't it terrible that Dr. Nessa died? And they kept on doing what he said to do. Lowering their cholesterol, exercising, and not taking any vitamins and minerals. bam, get the same result. Now, if he is my cardiologist, remember, I don't have one. I haven't been to a doctor in 64 years. My blood pressure is, and I know because every time I go by a pharmacy, I go in, I get my blood pressure for free. That little machine, sit in that chair, put it in, push the button. Boom.